Time to talk some football, and well, it's going to be a big occasion at the MCG, May 22. Two big clubs coming from the UK in the Premier League. Tottenham will play Newcastle. Now, Newcastle United are also going to take on an A-League men's all-stars side alongside the Arsenal women's side, who will also be playing the A-League women's all-stars as well on this trip. And joining us now, well, he famously captained the Socceroos to the 2015 Asian Cup title. Played a lot for Crystal Palace as well over in the Premier League. And at the moment, he is an assistant to Ange Postecoglou there at Tottenham. Great to have him on. Mile Yedinak. Mile, a very good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate your time, and great to see you back in Australia as well. And how crucial do you feel, Mile, it is to have big clubs in Europe, or the Premier League in this case, such as, you know, your Spurs, coming and playing games here?
How exciting is it? I mean, even there, just mentioning it, you know, it's super exciting. I think it is. I can't wait to bring the team here, and obviously the support we're going to have is going to be incredible.
And just to, you know, confirm, because people will go, well, hang on, it's only 3 days after the end of the league season, but your players are contracted to come, aren't they? Like, they pretty much, you'll have a close to a full strength side.
Yeah, absolutely. There are some tournaments in the summer, but those windows don't open until upon our return back to the UK. So we'll have the full complement of players, to my knowledge, and that's going to be, like I said, it's something to get excited about.
Of course, you've got, you know, a fair bit of history working with Ange Postecoglou, both as a player and now in your role as an assistant. How do you describe what makes Ange successful and unique? I mean, how's he got this far in his coaching career, do you believe, Mile?
Oh, listen, I think, you know, there's someone there with a great amount of experience, someone who knows how to win, knows how to transform teams, clubs, and that's exactly what he's been doing throughout his whole journey. And again, it's not a coincidence, the success he's had.
Mm. And how important is it, Mile, to have the right players buy into what the coach or the manager is trying to bring? Because by the sounds of it, when you speak about people that know Ange very well, he's got a system that he wants to play and you've got to fit into it.
I think it's obviously pivotal if the players are, you know, when the players are, they're the ones ultimately that go out and perform whatever you're asking them to do. And that makes a big difference. You know, we can help set them up, but ultimately the when they go out on their pitch, they're on their own. And we've been very fortunate. The boys have worked their socks off this season. They continue to do that every single day. And, you know, we've been fortunate at the level of, you know, how they've taken to everything that's been thrown at them, and how they continue to keep improving.
Yeah, it's a tough one, I reckon, this question, Mile, but how do you define success this year for Tottenham?
I think from our perspective, again, what does that mean? Everyone will have a difference of opinion. For us, it's around the process of, you know, ultimately being able to keep improving as a group. We've gotten to this point with 10 games to go, where we're sitting in the table and the amount of points we've got. But again, we're looking at building something here that's going to last, and we're on our way to doing that. We've taken some good strides forward. We'll continue to keep improving, and then at the end, we'll see where it gets us.
Loved Ange's response in a press conference last week when he was asked about sort of plastic fans. And it made me think, gosh, you know, for people such as yourself and Ange, I mean, how difficult has it been? Or tell us about sort of how much harder it is for even an Australian to earn the respect and trust of football identities and fans over there in the UK.
I think it's something that, you know, I'll give you my example. I think doing it as a player, it's something that you do your whole career, really. I think that's what sort of sets you apart when you think about that and exactly that. And I don't think it's too different to the way that Ange's, you know, he's approached it and the way he's sort of navigated through it. again, it doesn't stop. You keep doing that. You keep, you know, ultimately you have what you deem as success, and you keep pushing forward in order to try and achieve that. But again, you know, when people look at the way the body of work that's been done throughout careers, and you know, playing or coaching or otherwise, they'll see that at their own different stages, and then that's totally fine as well. You know, as long as you're consistent with where you want to try and get to, and you keep pushing forward, then ultimately I don't think anyone can stop you.
Describe what you've learned, Millet, working at a club of this magnitude, and how that's helped you.
For me, it's been a tremendous learning experience so far. I think, you mentioned there about the size of the club, the supporter base, and, you know, what it's like from day to day, week to week. I think that the working environment for me has been an absolute pleasure to be a part of, and to sort of being able to support that and be a part of that every day. And I know, Laurie, you'd know all about high performance and what it's like on the day to day. And, you know, that sort of stuff, that's the stuff you sort of thrive into when you sort of come from a playing background, and when you're involved in sport. And this is, you know, ultimately how I envisage, you know, myself being reaching, you know, the ultimate sort of fullest potential is being in those environments and being able to help influence that.
Yeah, and then knowing Milo is one of the big clubs. How does it compare to, say, a Crystal Palace or an Aston Villa when you were there sort of playing?
I think just obviously it scales up. Again, those clubs at those moments for me were massive, to be honest with you. But again, you're dealing with, we've got, you know, big supporter base all around the world, global supporter base. And, you know, we've already witnessed that. We were fortunate enough to bring the team over in pre-season. And, I mean, we had 6,000 or so fans come to our open training session. We've got 11 official fan supporter clubs in Australia, two of them based in Melbourne. And again, we look forward to getting in front of them again. And that's ultimately, you know, the scale, because everywhere you go, you're supported. And, you know, those clubs, the ones you mentioned, my previous employers, that they're just as big as well in terms of that support base. But this is something else.
Watching from afar, do you keep, you know, a bit of tabs on the Socceroos as we head into these World Cup qualifiers, obviously coming out of a, you know, really good performance in the 2022 World Cup under Graham Arnold? The women, the Matildas went well last year. I mean, what do you make of sort of the overall picture of our national sides watching from afar?
Yeah, absolutely. I think obviously great success at the World Cup last year was obviously a huge event. I'm glad to see that it got the recognition and the support from everybody, which is really, really encouraging. They continue to perform and keep, the men's are the same. You know, the Socceroos are in town, which, again, I've no doubt that everyone will get behind them tomorrow night in their trip. And I think from my perspective, it's, the expectation with the game being at home is 3 points.
And how long are you home for, mate, and when do you travel back?
Well, there's a group of staff going today, and then I've got a couple of extra days, so I'll enjoy those extra few days with seeing some family and whatnot.
Well, we look forward to seeing you back here as well with Spurs against Newcastle in May, mate. And thanks for your time this morning with us.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me on, guys.